We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We had a Gemara Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yanai, the household of Rabbi Yanai, used to borrow Peiris Shvius from the Aniyim in the seventh year, and paid him back in the eighth year, paid him back non-Peiris Shvius, and therefore the Aniyim gained from that. And the question was, is that a problem? Because Maisa the halacha is that you take Peiris Shvius, you switch it for other Peiris, the Peiris they switched it for also have a Kedusha Shvius. So the Gemara said, no, it's not a problem because the time you're paying back already, the Peiris Shvius are eaten up. And therefore, it's not called the Chalipim because it's not here anymore. And the Gemara will arrive from Esnan. So now we have a Kasha on this halacha. Mosav Rav Sheshes. Oima Odom lechamarov ulepoyalov lechuva oklu bedinuza. You tell a person tells his donkey drivers or his workers that, you know, I have to give you lunch. So here's a dinner, and go buy lunch with this dinner. Go buy yourself some drink, some wine with this dinner. He doesn't have to worry about what? On top of my base. So here Rashi learns, Loimushum Shvius means that we're not worried that he's going to go to Eam Ha'aretz and buy Peiris Shvius. And the halach is, when someone buys Peiris Shvius from Amaretz, first of all, he can eat it with Peiris Shvius, it's fine. The problem is, he's giving money that was switched for Peiris Shvius to the Chemveni. Now the Chemveni has money of Peiris Shvius, which has a din of Shvius. But the Amaretz won't be careful with it. He might hoard the money, he's not going to be careful with the money and use it at Bezman Beer. So halach is, he's not going to go to Amaretz and buy from Peiris Shvius from him. So Rashi says, Shem Yichu by Peiris Shvius min HaChashu L'machram, Taba Rashi, and says, Ein Moisim D'mei Peiris Shvius L'amaretz. So here, it's not your problem, because you gave money to the pile. Now even if the pile now goes to the wrong store, it's not your problem. V'loim Shem Maisa, we're not worried that this guy, these pilem, will buy fruit and vegetables and not take off Maisa. Turns out you're giving them Tevel. No, you're not giving them Tevel, you gave them a dinner. They bought Tevel, that's not your problem. V'loim Shem Yai Nesach, if they are Goyim, and it turns out they buy wine, so they turn the wine to Yai Nesach. So it turns out you're having Hanah from Yai Nesach. This Mishnah says it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because Lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's the Tesefta saying it's not a problem. Why? Because Lemaisa, you gave them a dinner and they bought it themselves. You didn't do anything. You gave a dinner and they bought it themselves. It's not, you didn't hand them that Isser. But Bim Amalahem. What we say, go get yourself something to eat and I'll pay it. And I'll pay it. Then, there, since you're paying for it, so there it's a problem. And there there's a problem of Maiser, Shvius, and Yayin Esach. Because you're paying for it directly, so there you're directly paying for Yayin Esach. It's not like give him a dinner and do what you want. Here, I pay the owner paid for it, and therefore it's a problem. So that is the Tesefta. So what do you see? Here you see that in the case where, let's say, they went and ate whatever they ate, let's say they ate Peiris Shvius. They went and bought Peiris Shvius from the Chemveni, this pile. 2 days later, I go to the Chemveni and say, how much do I owe you? And I pay them. Okay, what's the problem? The Peiris are eaten already. We just said a fear of Yanai. If the Peiris is not in the world anymore, there's no chalif from the Shvius. Here, I paid for the Shvius 2 days later. What's the problem? The first Mishnah, first of Tesefta, that says that even afterwards, it's called Demei Peiris. So it's a kasha of Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said that Rav Yanai's household used to pay back Shminis and not worried about Peiris Shvius. That's called Peiris Shvius, because switched for regular for Peiris Shvius. The Peiris Shminis being switched for Peiris Shvius. Here you see that you could switch. Rav Yanai said you could switch, and here you see you can't switch. He said it has din of Peiris Shvius even later. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Chista, Bechemveni Hamakifoi. The Mishtabed Leit. The Kivin de Urchila Kufay, Kodele de Negabe. He says, here we're talking about a Chemveni that he always does business with his Chemveni. The Chemveni is always laying out produce for him, and he pays back. Since he always does this, so therefore it's called a Shibud HaGuf, and it's Ki'ilu, whatever dinner he has in his house already was Meshubud to the Chemveni. And that's why it's called Chalipin immediately. It's because he's Soymuch on this, and anywhere the dinner is, already goes to the Chemveni. The minute the Chemveni gives out his peiros, automatically the dinner becomes his, wherever it is, and that's why it has a din of peiros shvius. Because the chevri ha-makifai. Av ha-chevri she-makifai, what are you telling me? But a chevri that you're not used to going to, ma'i of imutar? Because we're talking over here, the Be'er Reb Yanai was not a case where it's chevri ha-makifai, and therefore, there's no shiva leguf, which is a little bit of a shverkite. Well, exactly what the vart is, but since Reb Yanai was not meshubed in the same way, even though there's a kasha here, the chara there was a hava was also meshabed the same way a chemed is meshabed. But in case of Reb Yanai was a hava, so that the rishonim talk about, they say that since he was just an orev, it was the household of Reb Yanai used to borrow the peiros, and Reb Yanai promised to pay back. He was like an orev, he was a guarantor. So it's not the same type of shibud, that it's not pshat his money becomes theirs already. So therefore it's not a chalipin. By a chemveni, whatever money the Baal Bayis has, automatically comes the chemveni, because it's a normal thing he does all the times, so he's meshubud. So if Mara says, but a chemveni shem akifa my mutter, yohachi adatani, in this sefta it says, what's the case that it's mutter? The case that it's mutter is when you tell them, tzuv aklu dinazeh, tzuv shuv dinazeh, go buy yourself some food, go buy yourself some drink. And that's when it's mutter, because I'm not paying the money. I'd say, here's the money, do what you want with it. So lifting was the day. Why don't we say, right then and there, in this Mishnah alone, a chilek. In this Tesefta alone, a chilek. Medvar murim b'chemveni ha-makifoy d'mishtabedle. That dafka by a chemveni ha-makifoy d'mishtabedle d'ir it's chagul chalipe shvitz. Ha-makifoy shen makifoy should be mutter. Ha-makifoy shen makifoy should be mutter. Why do you say it like that? That's one kasha that lifted us to the day. Va'oi, kasha number two is, chemveni she'ei makifoi milei mishtabed. Question number two is, that a chemveni that's not makifoi, so milei mishtabed, and a chemveni gives out, if you tell a chemveni, give the guy payers, you're not mechui, v'amu rava, but the din of arav, makes you chai, v'amu rava, v'amu chaver teman al panavik, v'kol nukhos ha'iloch. If someone tells his friend, give $100 to Reuven, and you'll be able to coin a mine nukhosim with that. Coin a, within arav. So stamzai, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Once I tell the chevri to give the food to the payalim, that alone should make a kinyan. So the Gemara's kasha is, I don't like it, teretz. That the question was, you see klar in this price, in this tesefta, that switching, paying for shvius, the money gets a thin of shvius on it, and therefore it's a kasha Reb Yanai. And you tried to answer that here it's better because immediately the dinner belongs to the chevri. But why? Because the chemveni ha-makifoi. So the kasha is, first of all, then why don't we say in the brayso alone that the chemveni that's not makifoi is mutter? Why have to go to a case of where they gave him a dinner to buy? And number two is, arev is meshavadu. Even regular than arvis, which means I tell someone to spend money for me, I'm automatically mechuyev. So it's not a good teretz. So what is the teretz to this kasha Reb Yanai? So middle daf samach gimel amabez, elo amarava. Loishno makifoi. But loishna she'ein makifoy. Really, it makes no difference who the chemveni is. Afagav de meshabedle kivin doim el yached shibudei loy mitzer. Be'etzem, there's no problem over here because, like Reb Yanai says, that if the payers are not around anymore and I pay for it afterwards, it's not chal shvius in it. And it makes the difference if you're makifoy, not makifoy, because kivin doim el yached shibudei loy mitzer. You weren't meshabed the exact money yet. And therefore, it's not the reason because shibudai and makifai. Because there is a shibud, but for Reb Yanai, it's not shver, because you don't have, you weren't meyachrim exact money. That's not called chalipin. Avad is a shibud, real shibud, like arav. It's a real shibud. You mamash owe money. But the exact money is not called a chalipin yet, because I'm going to pay you later on. That's not the problem. So what's the problem in this tesefta? Halahacha, my choshu shum shvius, halom yachrim shibudai, umay sivur meyachrim, what's pshat? Halacha, my papa, going to hiktim lay dinner. There's a new case. Pashtut Kimta. The case of the Tesefta was, by the case of the Chevni, the reason why it's also when I say, you feed them and I'll pay you is, you gave him a dinner up front. You gave him a dinner already. The Baal Bayis gave a dinner to have credit by the Chevni. So you gave him dinner already, so obviously it's Chal Demei Shvius in that. Omer Rav Kano, Amrisa, huh?
You can give him anything you want. So you have them,
No. Right, exactly. So now that Shvius instead of my dinner. So the dinner becomes, the dinner and shvius switch each other, the dinner gets shvius now. Until now we're saying you're paying later on. So you pay later on, the shvius was eaten up already, and then the dinner paid later on is not going to be chal shkuzi shvius. Like the case of Reb Yanai, where you're paying payers in the shminis. But now, we're saying you gave the dinner right away. The dinner was in his hand, by credit, so the dinner was there. and they gave shvias instead of the dinner. So that's called chalipe shvias. It's a whole different akimta. Totally, we're learning he paid late on. Now we're saying he prepaid him. And that's why it's a problem. The second case of the Sef says the problem is you prepaid him. He said, tzu v'ichlu v'ani pareh means, v'ani pareh means I already paid already. V'ani pareh really means I'll make a cheshbin. So the Gemara's kash is like this, that doesn't sound like that. I'm risal shmeitzik major rabbis maradoy, only ihochi, atoni tzu v'ichlu, tzu v'shu v'ani pareh, tzu v'ichlu, tzu v'shu v'ani mechashiv in boyle. It's just saying, I'll make a cheshbin afterwards. What's v'ani pareh? You paid already. It doesn't stim if you rabbis akimta over here, rabbapa's akimta. Amalei, tani taka, you have to change the tsefta. Tzu vani mechashev. You have to say that he said, give them food and afterwards will make a cheshbon. Rav Ashi Omar, a different teretz to answer Rav Yanai from this tsefta. The question was in tsefta, it says that if you tell the guy, if you give him a dinner, the poil, and he goes and buys himself isser, it's not a problem. But if you tell the chevni, go pay. Go give feed these people and I'll pay back, then it is your problem. And the kasha was, what's the problem if I pay you back? The money later on is not shvius. So Rav Ashi Omar, gunsh notal v'nosan b'yad. The case was that you took from the chemveni and you gave it, you took the food from the chemveni and you yourself fed it to the poyalim. And that's why that's a problem. Gunsh notal v'nosan b'yad. You're not saying go out to eat, you're taking it from me. You have to say, come take and eat, come take and drink. Now, here, what's the problem over here? Here we're saying that the guy maybe will pay later on, but the question was, so why? What's the issa over here? So my answer is here, the case was, the issa was because the chemveni, The chevni himself gave it to the balabas, and balabas paid his payalim, and that's why it's an issa. So here you have to change what it means loy mishum shvius. You have to change that. Why? Because here the issa is not the money turning to shvius. We said money turning to shvius later on is not a problem. So what's the problem over here? Here the problem is I'm feeding my payalim shvius, and that's the issa of la akla v'lo yischeira. Yayin Esach is good. I'm feeding him Yayin Esach, I'm feeding him Tevel, that's good. But Shvius we have to change now. If you look at Toisvis on Amud Aleph, Samach Gim Amud Aleph, Toisvis over here really bavorns this question. So Toisvis over here brings out Rashi's Pshat. It says, Akasha, Rashi's original Pshat was, it wasn't mean Loi Mishum Shvius. You know what it means is? That I'm going to give money to the Chemri who's Amah Oretz, and he's used the money the wrong thing. So a kasha toisvus me is kikul shanes peiros shvius and ma'itz of yayin esach. Yayin esach is a time when you're kemachol a pile of dov shenem osa yayin esach. Hachinam lefarish a michael shvius a pile of v'nim to pray a chayv and be'ish shvius. And he says va'oid that he says that you have to say that later on. You have to really say this pshat later on in this pshat here Rav Sheish. Anyway, you have to say this pshat in Rav Ashi. Anyway, you have to say that pshat is that you did it by hand, so it means ma'isa. Therefore, Tosis really argues on Rashi Pshat v'loy mishum shvius. That's similar to ma'isa and yayneschi feeding in peir shvius. So, akaponim, what we're answering is we had a kasha. Let's recap what we learned over here. We had a Rabbi Yanai that says that when you have peir shvius, when you have peir shvius that given that you borrow peir shvius in the seventh year, pay back in the shminis. The halacha is that it's not a problem, and those peiros don't have a kedusha shvius. Even though we know usually you make a chalipa and a kedusha shvius, here it doesn't. Why? Because the time I give back to you, you already ate up the pair of shvius. Now in the world anymore, it's not called a chalipa. And we had a kasha from a brisa here that says that there is a discussion of shvius even if I pay later. Even if I pay later, discussion of shvius. And that we answered two terutzim. That either you didn't pay later, you gave the dinner up front, or the case was that you actually took the pair of shvius from the chemveni and gave it to the poel, and the issa was nothing to do with the money. The issa was because I'm feeding my poel in shvius. Because you go with the chemveni that's a choshud, that's a amaretz, and therefore you're actually feeding him shvius. And that's what you did over here. So your pasha handed him shvius. So that's the two mahalchim, how to answer the kasha from the tesefta.